Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Thursday evening shiur for Parshas Kedoshim. One of the many famous phrases that's found in this week's Seder, Parshas Kedoshim, appears right before Sheni in the first of the sources, Parak Yutes of Vayikra, Pasuk Yud Dalad, Lo Sekal al Cheresh, you don't curse a blind person, V'lifnei Iver lo sitein michshol, should not place a stumbling block before a blind person, V'yoreisim al kechan Hashem, we have to fear Hashem. What does it mean you're not supposed to place a stumbling block before a blind person? So Rashi explains that it's not literal, that we're not talking about a person who has no eyesight and can't see. That's actually an interesting question. I mean, Minchas Chinuch and others discuss, what if you actually put a stumbling block in front of a person who can't see as he trips over a banana peel or something? But not our topic for tonight. But Rashi understands that it doesn't mean literally here a person who's a blind person, he can't see, his eyes may work fine. But rather, as Rashi says in the second source, Lifnei Hasuma Bedover, somebody's blind regarding a particular topic. He doesn't know. He's confused or he's uneducated or uninformed about a particular topic. Lo Sitein Eitza Sheino Hogeneslo. You're not supposed to give him advice that you know is not good advice. He turns to you, right, for financial advice, for medical advice, legal advice, whatever, and you know, and you tell him a bad advice. So, Al Tomar Mechor Sarcha V'Kalchach Chamor. Don't tell him you should buy this field or sell that donkey, invest in this and buy that and so on. Vata Okay for 11 Oatlay Man. You have ulterior motives. You figure now you have a way to get this thing. You can trick him into selling it and so on. Whatever your motivations are. But you're not allowed to tell somebody intentionally, of course, intentionally tell somebody, offer somebody what you know is bad advice when he's turning to you because you have expertise or he assumes you have greater expertise than he does in this subject. Then it says the end of the Pasuk, Ra'isim Elokecha, so Rashi comments in the next Rashi into, again, it's all in Perek Yud Tes, so Vayikra Pasuk Yud Dalet, Ra'isim Elokecha, Vishadava Hazeh Eino Mosel Abriyas. A human court could never convict somebody on this because you'll always argue, well, I didn't know it was bad advice at the time. I thought it was good advice, right? The person who gave the bad advice can always say, well, at the time, I thought it was a good deal. I thought it was the right thing to do. How do you prove me otherwise? The Beis Din couldn't prove it. You could never convict a person in court for such a thing. That's why the Pasuk ends, fear Hashem. He knows what you had in mind. He'll take care of you. Anything which, you know, is in a person's heart, so Bezdin, a human court, can never convict because you don't know what the person's thinking, but a Kodesh Baruch Hu knows. Okay. Anyway, so what we see from here is that the Pasuk Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol comes to teach you that if you come upon somebody who is blind in a particular area, right, nothing to do with his physical eyesight necessarily, but he's just is uninformed in a certain area, you give him intentionally bad advice. He comes to you for advice, you give it to him. Or if he didn't solicit, but you offer him bad advice, he listens to you, and now he gets tripped up. So you're chayav for telling him this bad advice. In the Sifra, the Medrash Halacha here in our Sedra, in Parshas Kedoshim, the Sifra, the Torah's Kohanim, the Medrash Halacha in Parshas Kedoshim, it's a Parsha Beis Yad Paragimel in the Yudalad, source number 3, mentions something else, not only in the realm of, let's say, financial advice or medical or legal advice, but also Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol, Lifnei Shum Dovar Bo. Yes, your halachic question, the Torah question. Can this woman, is she eligible to marry a Kohen? And we know the Kohen has certain restrictions and we can't marry. So this person asks, is a Kohen allowed to marry such a person? So Al Tomalok Shera, you can't say, no, that person's kosher. Okay? This is in the halachic realm. You can't say, no, this person is Shera, she can marry a Kohen. So then it turns out he's a Kohen, he marries her. Now he did an Averis as a result of my giving him the wrong advice. It wasn't financial advice, halachic advice. Now the person did an Avera. Then the Medrash Halacha goes on. Hayanotu Mencha Eitza, not in the halachic realm, but in general. It gives you general advice, okay, general, general realm. So then also, like we saw in Rashi, Al Tino Eitza Shanagana, so don't give him bad advice. Al Tomar Tseba Hashkoma, you know, you should go and take this early trip, you know, meanwhile it's a dangerous trip, or go now, you know, whatever. You can read the examples there. And this is given over to Hashem because you can always argue that you didn't know that it was bad advice. So whether the person solicits advice or if he doesn't solicit advice and you offer him the wrong information and he gets messed up either in whatever realm, okay, so that's the issue of Lifnei Iver, okay? That's a further question. What if you gave him bad advice and he didn't act on it? Again, that's not for now. One other case is where he didn't come to you or you didn't offer him any advice whatsoever, but in an extension of what we just mentioned that you gave him the wrong halachic information, if you otherwise tempted a person, urged, encouraged, made it possible for a person to do an Avera, that's also Lifnei Iver. That's a Gemara in a few places. I printed it from Psachim, Dav Chav Beis, and Beis Source 4. The Tanya of Nosan, Omer Minayin Shalo Yoshit Adam Kos Yayin Lanazir. You know that this guy's a nazir. Nazir's not allowed to drink wine. You walk over here. Here, have a cup of wine. It's delicious. Okay, this is especially fine wine. I want you to have some. If you tempt the person, right? Or Avram and Achai of Noach, right? Even to a Ben Noach. A Ben Noach is a non-Jew, but one of the Sheva Mitzvei Noach is you're not allowed to eat Avram and Achai. Avram and Achai means a meat from an animal. Well, the animal taken, cut off the animal, it's still alive. You never killed the animal. Okay, let's say you just chopped its leg off, and after you chopped its leg off, you cooked up that piece of meat. So even a guy is not allowed to eat that. That's called Avram and Achai. It's one of the Sheva Mitzvei Noach. Okay, so you offer it to him. You say, here, have some of this, right? Talmud Lomar Lifnei Velositim Michel. So Gemara learns that also from Lifnei Iver. Now, one caveat, and again, it's important, but not the crux of this year. The Gemara in a few places, about Azar of Avmud Beis is one of them, source 5. Hacha Mayaskina, when do you violate the Isser of Lifnei Iver by inspiring or urging or making it available for somebody to do an Avera? That's the Koi Betray Iber de Nahara. Okay, that's if you're on the other side of the river, so to speak, it's an expression. Rashi explains there in Avodah Zarah, Bavim Beis, source 6, the comment tray, Ibn Nahara, over Kachov Mitzadze, Vishol Mitzadze, the Ilo Yoiv Lo Lo Matzi Shokel. If not for you, he wouldn't be able to get it. Okay, if you're standing there and he can pour the wine himself, the wine's right in front of him, and you say, you know, let me give you wine, so that wouldn't be Lif Neighbor because he doesn't need you to do the Averi. He could have done it all by himself. So that's the Gemara gives example. No, it's on the other side of the river. You bring it to him. And that's why it says Lo Yoshit. The Gemara is Medayik, the language of Chazal. Look back and forth. Nosan Omer Minayin Shlo Yoshit, right? It's not just Lo Nitain, but Lo Yoshit means it's a certain distance. Okay, so it means that you're not supposed to make it available for a person to do an Averi. Now, the particular examples the Gemara gives are the wine for Nazir, and everyone a chayv over kochom. Matosa says right away there in Avodah Zarah Avamid Beis Diba Maslam Minayin 7. Matosa says this is not just a local din by Nazir or a local din by everyone a chayv. Nira Dehua Din B'chol Shari Yisur. This applies to every Yisur. Any prohibition in the Torah, it's not just a specific by Nazir. That's the example that the Gemara gives. Then Tosa goes on to say, why did they give the example of a Nazir with the wine? And he says because there, you know, if you, it's obvious you can't give a person a piece of pork or non-kosher food or whatever, that for sure, okay? But people don't eat that anyway. But a nazir, who's a temporary nazir, might forget for a moment that he's a nazir, right? I mean, the person's not going to suddenly think that he can eat non-kosher meat, right? So therefore, I didn't give that as an example. But it would be true. If I urge a person, here, this is delicious, the best, I'm eating a cheeseburger, here, this is just delicious. That would also be lifnei, but the Gemara gave an example, you know, of something where a person may tend to forget, okay? But obviously, it would apply to other things as well. Okay, if you do a lo shirotz alachlo or shalosho, you know that this person will be tempted if I offer him a cheeseburger, and I'll not offer him a cheeseburger either. Okay, and again, Tosa says at the end, as the Gemara explains, but it's only a problem if he couldn't get it without your assistance. Okay, so there are a number of other cases that I want to point out where Lifnei Iver applies in numerous cases. I just gave a few examples. But even in other cases where it might not be quite as expected. So there's a Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Ayin Hey, a Mishnah rather. In Bava Metzia, the Mishnah really begins at Ayin Hey Med Aleph and goes over to Ayin Hey Med Beis. The part that we're interested in is on Ayin Hey Med Beis in Bava Metzia. It's talking there about ribbis, charging interest on a loan, which is not permitted by the Torah. That's its own issue. But the Mishnah says, Ve'ela Ovelosa, Hamalve, Ve'halove, Ve'oreva Edim, right? The lender violates if he lends with interest attached to it. Okay, interest built into the loan, and the borrower is in violation, and the orev, if there's an orev, means a guarantor. Right? Let's say guarantor means, let's say if I go to the bank, so that I want to borrow $10 million from the bank. So the bank's going to say, okay, you know, they'll ask me what I do for a living and how much money I make, and they'll realize that it's not a prayer that I can pay the $10 million back. They're not going to lend to me, but if I bring along Bill Gates or whatever, who's going to co-sign my loan, so then the bank will lend it to me because he's the guarantor. That's called an Ori. And Adim, witnesses, Asana, Dach, all these people, Chacham, Afa, Sofer, the scribe who draws up the contract, all these people are participating. They violate the Issa of Ribbis. And over Mishum lists various other Ribbis-related Isurim, which is not our topic now, but also, as it says at the end, Umishum Lifnei Velosidim Mekshol, because Lifnei Iver, because you're assisting. And by participating in this loan, even if you're just, according to the Chachamim, you're just writing the contract up, or you're just acting as a guarantor, or you're just the witnesses, anyone who participates is assisting in this Avera taking place. You violate Lifnei Iver. That's the Gemara there, the Mishnah there in Bava Metzia. A little bit later on that, actually earlier on that daf in the Bava Metzia, later on Amud Beis. The Mishnah starts on Aleph, goes over to Beis, but later in Bava Metzia, Ayin Hei Beis, mentions another thing. 9, Amar Yehuda Amar Rab, Kol Mi Sheyesh Lo Moz. You lend money without an edim. I lend somebody a significant sum of money, but there were no edim there. That's a violation of Lifnei Iver. okay? Because as the Mefarshim explained, and Rashi will tell us, look at the top of the next page, Rashi explains, why is that Lifnei Iver? Because Ola Arucha Shalova Lichvor, the borrower is tempted, hey, nobody witnessed this loan. I'll deny it. I'll deny it. I won't have to pay it back. He can't prove it. So you're not supposed to put a person in that situation. Okay, now there's a question in Poskim. You just want to borrow a quarter, a dollar, in a different story, but it's certainly a significant amount of money. You're putting that person, you're tempting him, right? And not only that, but Reish Lakish says, Gorim Kololot, because that'll mean the lender has no, realize he has no recourse in court because there were no witnesses there, so he'll curse him out. Okay, so it brings the Kololot. You look in the Rambam here in the Mitzvah of Lifnei Iver, Source 11, the Rambam, the Sefer Mitzvah, Lo Sasa Reis Tzadites. The Rambam writes, we're not allowed to trip each other up, Eitzah, whether it's bad advice, okay? And, rather you should give somebody good advice, do what's told by Yosher and so on. And on the third line of 11, V'lav Zeh Omushu Kolel Gamkein, Mishayazor Alavera, somebody who assists somebody else to do an Avera, O Yisavevo, so you arrange the circumstances, you'll come to do an Avera, okay? What circumstances you cause? Yavia Isha Ahu Sheivra. Why is he blind? Why? In another case, in the cases we said before, I understand why the guy is called a blind person. He doesn't know the information. He asks you for the advice, or he asks you for the halachic facts, and you mislead him. Then I understand he's blind. Why is he blind? If he tempted to do avera, when it's certainly the case of lending without witnesses there. Why is that blind? So the Rambam explains. Sheivra Taivoso. His taiva will get the better of him. People, try to get away with stuff. Okay, so all these things are Lifnei Iver. He mentioned an example of Malva Loban. At the end, the Rambam writes in 11, V'dvorim rabim ma'od mizeh amin. There are many, many other examples where you violate Lifnei Iver lo satin mikshol. The Chinuch, Sefer Chinuch here in Parshas Kedoshim, Mitzvah Reish, Lamed Beis. The Chinuch writes, no, heges b'chol mokom, this Isser of Lifnei Iver applies everywhere. It's not limited to Eretz Yisrael, b'chol zman. It's not limited to the Beis HaMikdosh, or when the Beis HaMikdosh is standing. B'scharim of an akeva, it doesn't matter. It's male or female, who the parties are, it's irrelevant. It applies to everybody. And again, over a life, he gave somebody Eitza, Shano Geneslo, Osiyeya, Osobit Varaveh, you helped him do an Aveira, like he gives the example of the wine to the Nazir. You violate this law. But you don't get Malkus because there's no action, right? That's a technicality within the realm of Malkus. So Kadosh Baruch will take care of you. But the Bezin can't give you Malkus, no action. Okay. And similarly, the Rambam, in Hilchus, in the Halacha, in the Mishnah Torah, the Halacha, the Rambam writes, Hilchus Malva Velova, Perek Beis Halacha Zion, 13. Osir la Adam la Halvos Moso Velo Edim. You should not lend money without witnesses present. Afila Tamar Chacham, even to what you think is the most trustworthy guy. Elim Kenel Ve'elam Ashk, unless there's a collateral, some other way you can be sure to collect. The Hamalva Bishtar, Meshubi Chesed, the best thing is to write up a contract, no matter who you're dealing with. The Chol Hamalva Below Edim, Obishim Lufne Ivra, Lusim Mishal Begorm Kol, that's like we said. And then in Hilchus Malva Below Beperk Dal Alachabez, speaks about the Ribbis case. Lamadato Shamalva Beribbis over Al Shisha Lavin, somebody who lends with interest, violates six different prohibitions, one of which is Lifne Ivra, Lusitim Mishal. That's the lender. The borrower violates two, including Lifnei Iver lo Sitin Mikshol, the guarantor, the Edim. Okay, they have a different thing. And some say a Sirsur. The last line of the Rambam, Chol Mishu Sirsur. Sirsur is the Shadchan. The guy who made the deal, right? The guy who set up the arrangement. All these people, in all these cases, some of the people who violate Lifnei Iver lo Sitin Mikshol. And in the general rule, the Rambam writes in 15, Hilchus Rotzeach, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Dalet. 15, the Rambam writes, Chain Kol HaMach Shul Iver B'dover. Why is that called an Iver? Where the person will not see the true path. If I'm hard up for money, okay, if I'm hard up for money and I lend money without without witnesses and so on, without Edim, and the person may be tempted because he's blinded by his desire. He's blinded by his Yetzer. It happens to people. I mean, in a case myself, involved in myself, I lent somebody money without witnesses, and the person forgot all about it, and then I decided to make it a matana, whatever it was. But the bottom line is sometimes people get tripped up, because of the time, and that's why they're called blind in this regard. The Shulchan Aruch mentions this as well. Yoredeya Simon Kuf Samech Sif Aleph Hilchus Ribbis 16 Tzorech Lizor Beribbis. You have to be careful about interest, and you violate various different law. And there are more ads. Doesn't matter who the person's rich, poor, doesn't matter. And he says, you mentioned in some cases, you'll violate Lifnei Iver as well. And finally, in 17, Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpat. Simon Ayin Sif Aleph, laws of lending and borrowing. Osala Halvos below Edim. Don't lend money without Edim. Best thing is to have a contract. And so on. These are all difficult things. But I'd like to look at that, just a general overview of important matters relating to the issue of listening Iver Lo Sitein Michshol, particularly in the realm of Averis, not to tempt somebody to do an Averis. You look at the title of the shir, okay, it says, offering something to someone which he holds is permissible. Now, I left that deliberately vague. What is the antecedent of the pronoun he? Okay, who holds it's permissible? I left it ambiguous and vertical. I want to talk about both. So really what I'd like to look at is, what if I offer something to someone which I, the giver, I think it's mutter. I think it's mutter. La halacha, I think it's mutter. But I know that he considers it aser. Will I violate if neighbor by giving something to someone which, as far as I'm concerned, is perfectly permissible, right? Even though he may not consider it permissible, that would still be lif na'iver. Or the reverse case. I think it's usher, but I know that he considers it mutter. Okay, he considers it mutter. So can I give it? Would I violate lif na'iver giving somebody something where he, meaning the recipient, he thinks it's mutter? So why can't I give it to him? I think it's usher. That's what I'd like to look at in terms of the shir, both scenarios. So we start in source 18 in Gemara Chulin, Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Mara tells a story, Rabba Bar Shavuah, Ikleber of Nachman. Okay, I'm not, in all these example cases, I'm not really interested in the technicalities of the din itself that's being discussed, but rather the lif na'iver aspect of it. So the issue here is the liver from an animal, the liver. So we know you're not allowed to eat blood, okay, and one of the ways we get rid of blood is through salting the meat. That's what we're missing. Again, we don't, probably our parents and grandparents know how to salt meat. It's not common today. It's done in the butcher shop for you. It's already salted. Okay. But, you know, it used to be that that's what the Jewish housewives did at home when they purchased meat. They had to salt it. And, you know, they got this certain way to do it. They got the blood off and so on. But the liver is a high blood concentration. So liver has different dinim. You can't just salt it. Okay. So that's what the discussion is about over there in Kulin, Kofi and Aleph and Beis. Again, the details about the liver is not our problem now. But the Gemara tells a story that Rav Bar Shua once came to Rav Nachman and they brought him Kavdo Shlika. Liver, which was, shika means like it was cooked for a long time, even overcooked. Okay. And he, and according to many, that's okay. Okay. That's, well, you can eat that liver. Okay. Again, the details we'll see a little bit, but I'm not so interested in all the details now in terms of the halachas of the liver. But the thing is that Rav Bar Shua wouldn't eat it. So Amulei, they told Rav Nachman, I guess Rav Nachman was at the table. He was the host, but he wasn't there, whatever. So they told him, Barbe Rav, the Legav, Loacha, they told him, he won't eat your food. He wouldn't eat, he doesn't touch Joshkoch, he wouldn't eat your food. So Omar, who was that? This Rav Bar Shua wouldn't eat it. So Amar Lo Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, Gomu l'shavo, force it down his throat. Tell him he's got to eat it. And let's look in Rashi. In 19, Chulin Kuf Yud Aleph Beis. Rashi says, Omar Lo Bei Rav Delegav Lo Achal. This is, they told Rav Nachman, the Talmud, Shinasareach Etzach, this young scholar, this young Talmud, who was eating by you, Eino Ocha Mashavilafon, who refused to eat the food we offered him, this liver, he refused to eat it. So Rav Nachman got angry. He says, Gomul Shavo. He calls him Shavo. It's Rav Barsho. He called him by his father's name. A little bit derogatory. Like he called him by his last name. You know, Eishwatz. You know, he called him by his last name, right? So he said, force it down his throat. Hagmi Ehu. Raitu Shoshua Al Karcho. Right? Make him eat it. Make him eat it. Now, well, he meant literally to make him eat it. But the point is, Rav Nachman felt, obviously, that it was kosher. Okay. And it wasn't a problem. And the fact that this fellow didn't want to eat it because he didn't think it was kosher, Rav Nachman took umbrage at this and he said, force it down his throat. Now, the Gemara then goes on to say, Ketanoi, it's actually machlokas tanoim. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, HaKovit Oseres Einan Oseres. Rabbi Eliezer says, and that's the, that this liver itself won't be, it's cooked with other things and it absorbs, but it's not going to asin. Okay, it won't, the liver itself won't become awesome. Again, the circumstances are not sensitive right now. Right, the liver expels them and then you prepare it this way, but it won't ingest or intake, absorb blood. Okay, again, the details, as I said, are not really that important for us. Shmuel ben Osher Yochan Broka, however, says, he says, Oseres v'neseres, it's awesome. Shluka Oseres v'neseres, the liver is prepared in this way, it becomes awesome as well. So basically, this Rav Bar Shavuah held like Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Yochanan ben Broka, that this is not an acceptable way to prepare liver, therefore he wouldn't eat it. Rav Nachman held the other way. So yet Rav Nachman then said, make him eat it. Now evidently Rav Nachman held, okay, that it's not a problem with Na'iver for me to tell somebody go eat something that he holds as usher. Okay? Now the fact is a Mishnah in Trumas, Perek Yud, Mishnah Yud Aleph, which take him our quotes in 20. Yochanan ben Nuri, Omer HaKoveid, Oseres, Reinem Eseres. That's the Stam view in the Mishnah, Yochanan ben Nuri, says that the liver prepared in this way is not a problem. Okay, and the Bartanura there in Truman's Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph explains in 21, in Mizbashlim Dover Os, it's cooked with other things. Again, I don't need all the details. The point is that it's mutter. Okay, and that's how the Ran, that's a machlokas, actually how we paskin. The Ran on the Rif there in Chulin, Daf Lamed Tes and Rebeis, the Dapim of the Rif, the Masav Gassinim Gemara 22, Mashma the Kaimel and the Shluka Enin Aseris, that it won't become Osir in this regard. The Har of Nachman, Hawkins, because Rav Nachman held that way. And he acted that way. He served this liver in his home. And he taught the fact that Rav Bar Shavua didn't eat it. Rav Nachman told me, you better eat it. Okay? It's mutter. Now, what this implies is that there's no problem with Ne'ibar. Rav Nachman heard, and Rav Nachman was probably aware of the other Shita. But he held, we don't paskin like that other Shita. So tell this guy he's got to eat it. There's no problem. Apparently, there's no problem with me to offer something to somebody else. When that somebody else holds that it's usher, but I hold that it's mutter, it's not a violation of Sneiver. Okay, that apparently that's the case. At least in such a case where I feel that the Shita is rejected lahalacha. But that's one relevant Gemara about this topic, which seems to say there's not a problem of lifnei iver, at least in such a case where you're convinced that the person is simply pasking the wrong way, and that's why he doesn't want to eat it. But there's no lifnei iver for me to tell, when I hold it, it's mutter, to give it to someone who holds it usher. Another Gemara is on the next daf. Next Amud, in Chulin Kuf Yud Aleph and Bay. It's actually a famous Gemara because it has to do with the Hilchos Kashrus. That type of question comes up not infrequently in kitchens and so on. But again, the details are not that important. The Gemara says in 23, Itmar, Dogim Sha'olo Bekara. Famous Dogim Sha'olo Bekara. What's this? Rashi explains. I have fish, which was cooked on a grill. So on the other matter on the grill, wherever it was cooked, roasted. Okay. And Minatzli, it was roasted. And I put them, as Rashi says, I put them down on a fleshig of plate. Fish is pyre. Okay, this piping hot fish, I take hot and I put it down on a fleshig plate. No flesh, not that there's any meat there, but it's a fleshig of plate. So Rav Omar Asalachon Makutach. Rav says you cannot now. Kutach is a milchig dish. It was a type of yogurt or sour milk with breadcrumbs, whatever, some type of dish. But the point is, it's milchigs. So Rav says this fish, although it's pyre, since it was put on a fleshig of plate, you cannot now go eat this afterwards. Go eat this fish together with milchigs. Okay? And Rashi explains, because the flesh in the plate, passes on the meat flavor, the fleshig of flavor to these pieces of fish. So you cannot now go ahead and eat those pieces of fish together with milchigs. You wouldn't have to wait 6 hours after eating them, but you can't eat them together with milk. So says Rabu. Shmuel says it's mutter. Okay, why? So Gemara explains, Rav Amar Aser no sentamu, Ushmul Amar Mutter no sentam bar no sentam. The famous not bar not, for those who studied your day. So Rav says, it's no sentam. What do you mean? The flesh and the meat, the flesh and the plate, rather. This was a plate that had absorbed fleshy flavor because it had meat on it before. It doesn't have meat on it now, but it had meat on it before. It's a fleshy plate, so it has absorbed meat flavor in it. So that absorbed meat flavor is now going to impact the fish also. You can't eat with milkings. But Shmuel says no, because it's called no sentam bar no sentam. Literally the son of those animals, just one step removed because there was no meat. Okay. And Rashi says, 24, if the fish would have been prepared together with meat mamish and absorbed flavor directly from the flesh. Okay. So then for sure, then even Shmuel would agree. That's not what happened here. Okay. It's not what happened here. What happened here was that the plate had no meat on it. The plate before had meat on it. You used it for flesh, but no meat on it now. Okay, so therefore, it's a double jump. Flavor went from the meat into the plate. Now it goes from the plate into the hot fish you put down on the plate. So now it's a double jump. So that fish is now not going to become treated like flesh. You couldn't eat it with the kutach. That's Shmuel, the famous not brown out. Okay, that's a famous machokas. And again, this has to do with somebody in the kitchen, cook flesh, you're going to milk a pot, the whole story. Okay, anyway. Continues the Gemara a few lines later, the second part of 23. Rabbi Elazar have a calm kamei demar Shmuel. Rabbi Elazar, who was a Talmud of Rab, was once by Shmuel, and Shmuel, who held that these fish, he fed him this type of fish. He fed him fish which had been put on a fleshy plate. He fed it to him with milchigs. Okay? And he ate it with a kutach. So he fed it to him, but he fed it himself. Shmuel ate it himself. He thinks it's mutter. But Rabbi Elazar wouldn't eat it. So Shmuel said to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar was a Talmud of Rav. But Shmuel said, I once gave this to Rav. He ate it. Your own Rebbe, Rav, who holds the other way. He ate it. Okay. So why won't you eat it? So later on, this Rebbe Elazar saw Rav. He saw Rav and he asked him, did you change your mind? Told him the whole story. He said, the Shmuel told him he gave you this fish and you ate it with milchigs. So did you change your mind? Did you change your psak? So Shmuel, Rav answers, okay, and the title of respect for Shmuel, Shmuel's father is Avodah Shmuel. It was Shmuel's father was called Abba also. Rav was also named Abba. Avodah Shmuel was a chassid begadol hayirash. Chassid begadol hayirash, he says, the great person, his son Shmuel would never, chas to shalom, literally mida velo sirli, would never feed me something that he knows I wouldn't eat. Okay? Now, that's the story. All right? So, what emerges in that Gemara is that Rav basically said that didn't happen. Okay? I never ate fish under those circumstances with milchigs. Okay? Because I hold that it's usher, and I know that Shmuel would never have fed it. So, in that Gemara, it looks like you can't. Okay? You're not supposed to give somebody something, even though you hold its mutter, Shmuel held its mutter, but you're not supposed to give it to Rav. Rav said Shmuel would never have given it to me. Now, there's a very problematical story because the question is, so what, was Shmuel lied? I mean, is that what we have to assume? When Shmuel said to Rabbi Elazar, I offered it to Rabbi Rav and he ate it. Okay, now Rabbi Elazar verifies the story later and Shmuel said, Rav said it never happened. He never would do such a thing. So what, are we worried that Shmuel lied? It's a little strange, right? Parshas Mishpatim, Shmuel's Parakav Gimel, Pazuk Zion, Midvar Sheker Terchok. That's what's a lie. And what Shmuel told Baba Maisa, he said, oh, I offered it to Rav and he ate it. And Rav said it never happened. So what, Shmuel is lying? So it's interesting, a side point, the Sefer Yireyim, one of the Baalei Tosfos, has a Sefer Mitzvah called the Sefer Yireyim, Rabbi Elazar Emetz, Siman Reish Lamed Hey, he says, Midvar Sheker Tirchok, he has Midvar Chayav Lisrakech, but Sheker Sheyuchal Lidei Chavero, you shouldn't tell somebody a lie, but it's got to, in a case where it's going to end up causing damage. Sheyuchal Lovo Shikor Lidei Hezek. Very interesting, Yireyim. He said, if the lie, as opposed to, let's say, maybe a white lie that's not going to cause any problem, and that's a shear by its own, on its own right. But basically what the Ram says, the lying is only going to be in a situation where it's going to lead to some kind of damage. Okay? Okay? And apparently Shmuel said, well, you know, there's no damage going to come out of here. If Rabbi Elazar eats the meat, now that I told him the story, what's the damage? I think it's mutter anyway. Right? He was only not eating it because he didn't really hold that way. He was worried about Rav. Okay, but, you know, it's okay for me to tell this little lie, white lie, so to speak, because no damage is going to come from it. I think it's mutter, but that's one way of reading that Gemara. Okay, but the Ritva has an interesting comment there in Chulin Kufiyat Alf and Beis Nitzchidushim. There was a chasle. Im Tomar Heich Omar Shmuel LeRav Chiyav Nevachal. The Ritva says, how could, if the Talmud of Elazar verified with Rav that it never happened, so how could he say it happened? How did Shmuel lie? Forget the Iran that it was a. So he says, Yesh Lomar Ki Magzim Hayadvar, it didn't happen. He was exaggerating. What he really said was, She'ilu Haya No Sinar B'Haya Ochal. What he meant was, no, I would have been able to convince Rav that his sheet is wrong. Okay, if Rav would have been here, okay, I would offer him a fish with the milchigs. Okay, this hot fish and put on a fleshy plate and I serve it with milk. I would have convinced him. I would have gotten him to eat it. Okay, I would have gotten him to. Then he brings a different shot that it wasn't Rav when he said the Rebbe ate. He didn't mean Rav. He meant a different Rebbe. Okay. But in any event, the Ritva says the story never happened. That the Shmuel didn't lie. The Shmuel was exaggerating. He said, if I would have offered it to Rav, he would have eaten it. In that case, we can't necessarily bring a Raya because it didn't exactly, the story didn't happen. Okay. But apparently, though, Rav at least felt that there is a problem of Lif Na'iver because he said Shmuel would never have fed me something that I'm not allowed to eat. He knows that I don't eat. Even though he may hold its mutter, that would be a problem with Na'iver. Another Gemara, similar story. Sukkah, Yoram and Beis, 28. So again, so from this Gemara, at least according to Rav, it appears that it is not proper to make somebody, to offer something to someone, even though you hold its mutter, but you know that he holds its usher. The other Gemara, Chulin, you know, with Rav Nachman, seemed to hold not that way, at least when he thought the person wasn't interpreting the halacha correctly. Another Gemara, Sukkah, Yoram and Beis, 28. Itmar. So again, the technical details of the story, I'm not that interested in. It says, Noi Sukkah. Okay, you have decorations of the Sukkah. Okay, Rashi says, 29, Yud Sukkah Yud Beis, Sdin and Haprus and Tacha Schach. Sort of sheets, the decorations are on the Schach. Okay, and Aloha is that the Schach, the decoration is usually within four Tvachim of the Schach. So they're butthole to the Schach. But let's say I have it set up in such a way that the low hanging decoration, much lower than four tefachim. So the Gemara says, "Noi sukkah maflugim in arba." And Rav Nachman makshir v'chisav Rabbi Hurma psula. Again, a machlokas. Rav Nachman says it's still kshira, and Rabbi Rabbi Huna says it's psula. Right? Rashi explains, "Mishum oil hamafzik." It's like you're not sitting on the sukkah; you're sitting in a separate, you know, a separate tent within the sukkah, so to speak, because you're sitting under this decoration. Okay, and Rav Nachman says, no, it's bottle because it's made for decoration, bottle to the schach. Okay, machlokas, again, the technical legal sukkah are not for us right now. So Mora tells a story of Chista Rabba Rav Huna, Ikla Beresh Kalusa. The two of Chista Rabba Rav Huna, who hold that it was possible, came to the Resh Kalusa. Agnino Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman, as Rashi explains, was the Havbezin. He was in charge of what was going on in the house of the Resh Kalusa. So he put them in the sukkah of the Resh Kalusa, when it had the schach hanging, the decorations hanging more than four tefachim away from the schach, okay, and ishtiku v'lomer v'lomidi, and they didn't object, even though right before they hold the sukkah's puzzle, they ate there anyway, right? Rav Nachman, the same Rav Nachman before, Rav Nachman put him in that sukkah, knowing that they hold otherwise, but he held that it's mutter, and they didn't say a word. So amalhu hadu be'rabbanu mishpatayu. Did you change your mind and come away to my way of thinking? Come around to my way of thinking. Have you changed your psak on the low hanging decorations? I'm like, no, anan shuche mitzvah, anan p'turim, anan sukkah. We're part from sukkah altogether because it's a technical rule that somebody who's going to do a mitzvah, and Rashi explains, shuche mitzvah anan means lahakbil p'nei rosh kola, to go to your rebbe, to go to the chief rabbi, and so on, is a mitzvah on sukkah, so you're part from sukkah. Again, shuche mitzvah, p'turim, anan sukkah, again, a technicality of sukkah, but basically the answer, we didn't change our mind at all. But we could have eaten indoors because we're part from sukkah altogether. On that Gemara, again, Rav Nachman seemed to hold that it's mutter, okay, to bring these guys into that sukkah. So the Ritva writes there in Sukkah Yoram and Beis, same Ritva, Yushar Ritva, actually has two opinions on the matter. He says, Dilmasar Chista, Pirish, the Afa gav that Katil Yodor of Nachman, the Hajj Mishmaitzayo, or Rabbi Shlucha Mitzvah. Rav Nachman didn't know that they were going to come up with this excuse, oh, the Shlucha Mitzvah, to their pot from Sukkah. Or he had asked them, did you change your mind? He didn't know that they changed their mind, and yet he put them in the sukkah anyway, okay? Didn't imagine that it was, didn't care that it was also for them. So he has Yesh Omrim, okay? Yesh Omrim, the third line. Yesh Omrim, the Meha Shaminon, Shamachel Chaver, Mashahu Mutalo, Lefi Daito, Ain Bezem, Shulif David, Sitim Michel. Says the Yesh Omrim that Rivo quotes, I don't know who it is, he quotes the Yesh Omrim, who says, you see from here that it was Mutter. Because of Nachman held that it was mutter to sit in such a sukkah, and he put these guys in that sukkah, even though he knows that they held the other way. Later on, he tried to verify the circumstances, but initially he put them in. So yeah, you show them, you see for me, you don't have to worry about it. And the other person knows what he's talking about too. He's also halachic, entitled to halachic opinion here. Because I also have a position and I'm entitled to act in accordance with my position. So that's the Ritva quotes in the Yesh Omrim, that it is mutter to give to somebody something which he holds, as the giver holds, as long as the giver holds its mutter, it's okay. I don't care what the recipient holds. But Benir Ali, Ritva himself holds, three lines on the bottom of 30, that's the Hainu Dahacha Davkam Nesha Isser Nikar Lachavero. But it has to be whether the recipient knows of what's going on here. These guys could see themselves what the status of that sukkah was. Okay? They could see what the decorations that were hanging lower than four tefachim. And if they went in, so then there's no problem with Ne'ivir, because now it's he's bringing them in. If they want to object, let them object. And then there's no problem with Ne'ivir, says the Ritva. V'lo sril, lelecho, don't go in. Ha'b'she'eno nikala chaveru lo. The Ritva says you can't bring a raya from here to another case. Let's say the case with the fish. I don't know where that fish was. Guy served me fish with milk. Why should I have to assume? Do I have to investigate? Oh, maybe it was on a flashing plate at one point when it was hot. Okay. So there, I don't know. But in this case, the Chiddush HaRitva says here, the reason why it's okay is because they can tell for themselves what's going on and decide on their own. If you really don't want to eat, then don't eat. All right. That's why it was okay for Rav Nachman to bring them in. If they'll refuse, they'll refuse. However, in a case She'eno Nikar, not so. Okay. In a case She'eno Nikar, you can't. So the Ritva seems to lean towards saying, really, in most situations, you cannot give somebody something which you think is mutter, knowing that he thinks it's usher, even unless he could tell what the circumstances are, and then he acts on his own. Okay, one other relevant Gemara that's similar, 31. Famous Pasuk in Zechariah, Nevi Perkes, Pasuk Yud Tes, We know the first part of the pasuk. Komar Hashem Tzvokos, Tzoma Raviv, Tzoma Chamishi, Tzoma Shri, Tzoma Asiri, Yelam Beis Yehuda, L'Sason, Simcha L'Madim Tovim, right? The four fast days. Tzoma Raviv is the Shavuos Matamis, Tzoma Chamishi is Tisha B'Av, Tzoma Ha'asiri is Asar B'Tavis, Tzoma Shri is Tzom Gedalia, and Tzoma Asiri is Asar B'Tavis. These 4 days, the future are going to be days of great Sason and Simcha. So everybody knows this pasuk. It's the one pasuk where all the four fast days are mentioned. But the end of the pasuk is less famous. It says, Ha'emes, Ha'emes, Shalom Ahabu. Love, truth, and peace. Not to ball, it's in Hineni, you know, they say before the Chazan says before Musa and Hashem Kippur, Hineni has the phrase Emes Hashem Ahavu. Fine. So the Gemara learns from there, has an interesting din from there. Yevamos Yud Dalam Beis. And again, the details of the case are not important, but there are a number of important machloksim, disputes, between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel related to marriage issues. Afal Pisha Nechlug Beis Shammai Hillel Bitzaros of Achaos Beget Yoshon Sofek Ish. A lot of interesting disputes relating to marriage. Nonetheless, says the Gemara, even though they argued, and if it has a status, this woman mutter or aser, it depends on how you learn some of these sugyas. Machok Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Nonetheless, lo nimnu Beis Shammai milisa nashim Beis Hillel v'lo Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Nevertheless, the Talmidim of Beis Shammai married into the families of Talmidim Beis Hillel, vice versa. Okay, lamedcha shechiba reis dogim zebazet. They got along with each other. They would marry, and because it says she'avos shalom ahavu. Okay, now. That's what the Gemara in Yevamos says. Again, the Ritva. There in Yevamos, Yudam Beis Yevamos my Kamashon. Why? But wait a minute. What do you mean? If I hold that it's also to marry this woman, and Beis Hillel may hold his mutter, why am I allowed to do it? So the answer is, if I taka knew that the woman was also, according to my way of thinking, I wouldn't be allowed to marry her. But since the Beis Hillel didn't tell us, right? Samchi, or vice versa, Samchi al shtikosam. Right, says the Ritva, I rely on the fact that the Beis Hillel know that, let's say I'm from Beis Shammai, I want to marry this girl, okay? So I know that if they know, they know my Shita, if the woman would also, they would have told me, oh no, this is someone you think is also. It wouldn't have tempted me that way, right? But since they didn't say anything, it must be, it's not connected to any of these disputes that we have, right? Sam chil shikosim, v'yodim lev dol shavka l'misim idil choshev l'usura. I know they'll never, the Talmid of Beis Shammai, each way, whichever way it is, well, Talmid of Beis Hillel would never do something and let me do an Avera that I think is something I think is usur, even though they hold its mutter. Again, that's the Ava and the Reyes. If I had a situation, if I'm from Beis Hillel, I find out a guy from Beis Shammai is going out with this girl, I have to tell him, because I want to tell you something, you hold its usur. Drop the date right now. You hold its usur. I would tell him. But don't say anything, it means it's mutter. According to me, also, so I can marry and live happily ever after. So,
how does the metzias work in that case?
What?
How do the metzias work in that case? After two or three generations, at least, Everybody's going to be us. It doesn't really work. Yeah,
so it's a problem. Not for now. As I said, I can't, we have to look there on your mom's, we have to figure out where this goes. It's a good question, but it's not for now. Okay. Bottom line is, you see, from this Gemara, that there is a problem of lift neighbor. The assumption is the Beis Hillel, the Beis Shammai, and from people are not going to violate lift neighbor. Okay, and they wouldn't do it. And he quotes that Gemara in Chulin about the fish. Okay, Now, of course, he adds at the end the Ritva does important. That's a different din. Okay, if let's say somebody will take Rav would have taken the fish on his own, that's a further question. Am I mechuyev to tell him, hey, you shouldn't eat that fish? I can't offer it to him because he lives neighbor. That's a different question. If I see him taking fish and buy mechuyev, that the Ritva won't go that far because I hold its mutter, so I don't have to stop him. He's doing it on his own. He's don't ask, don't tell. Okay, now
I would say the opposite because it's the same case as lending money. Like you have to go out of your way, not
right.
To really,
so but that's where it's absolutely depends what the mice. But I hold its mutter. That's what he says.
I hear,
but that's a separate case. So just to look at the. But we had that's the Ritva himself holds. Ritva is consistent. What he said in Yevamos, what he said in Sukkah. But he did have the Yesh Omrim in the first opinion in Sukkah there in, where was it? In 30, right on Yoram and Beis. There, he said, there is a Yesh Omrim. There's an opinion like that. The Orchus Chaim, Hilchus Yisur Machos, Oz Gimel, 34, quotes, Hakosav of Aaron Halevi, that's the Ra'or of Aaron Halevi, was a Rebbe of the Ritva, one of the Rebbeim of the Ritva. And he says, Shnei Tamil Khan Bala Ra, Sha'echar also echad matir, right? The two opinion, we're not talking about someone who doesn't know the din. He says it's also because he doesn't know. He says it's mutter because he doesn't know. They're Bala Ra, they're Tamil Khan. Okay. So the Ra'ah writes, He is probably the Yesh Omrim, or maybe the Yesh Omrim that the world was quoting, because he said there's no problem lifnei iver losin mikshol. But then he puts in a caveat, that's why he's probably not the Yesh Omrim, because he puts in a caveat that the Ritva put in, because the Ritva really agreed with that, but then he said, the Davka Keshiser Nikolo, he makes a distinction, because the guy figured it out for himself. So that's the Ritva. Getting back to that story with the Shmuel and, you know, with the fish and Rav, okay, so the Ritva said the story never happened, right? It was an exaggeration, didn't happen, you can't bring a riot from there. Okay, the Marash Dam, who was one of the early Achronim, or Shmuel de Medina, I think he's from the Megor, you know, one of the Jews who kicked out of Spain in 1492, from that era. Anyway, in his tshuva, Chelik Erdeis in Reish Chav Zayin 35, he has that Shmuel didn't lie, but the story did happen. He doesn't go with the Ritva, it didn't happen, he was just exaggerating, he's just saying, if I would have offered a rabbi, he would have eaten it. No, the whole story did happen. But Lo Omar Kane, he has a whole lumdus, I'm not going to go into it, and it's interesting, but it wasn't trying to trip him up, okay, but he was wondering, why did Rabbi Lezer not eat the food? Is it because he was choshish for his Rebbe Rav, but he doesn't really agree to it? Or he was, you know, he agrees to it himself. So therefore, Shmuel wanted to test him. And he said, because after all, he was in the house of Shmuel. It's a little bit disrespectful. Shmuel's also one of his Rebbes. So it's a little disrespectful to say, oh, I'm not going to eat over here because I want to be choshish for Rav when you're in the house of Shmuel. Okay? And Rav wasn't there. So he wanted to know, does he really not hold that way? Or was he just doing it, you know, Mishum Kvodo, who's Yakara de Rav, and so on? Okay, so that's but he didn't want to test him openly, so he tested him. Chochma, he told the story, okay, and see how I would react to the story, okay. And he said that you know, Rav, you know, ate it himself, and then he wanted to figure out based on that. There's no, you know, it's not that he lied and so on. All right, anyway, there was no sheker, there was no lifneiver. It was a special circle, just testing to see how would the person would react. You can read that; it's an interesting point. The Be'er Sheva was also an early Achronim, Sochem Be'er Eilenson. On that Gemara, Chul and Kufi Rav Beizim says, Omnam, he says, Yosir Tov Likach Adram Kipshutim. Efshe Shekein Hay, no, the story really did happen. But it's like I said before, Rav didn't know that it had been a fleshy plate. Shanosan Shmuel Rav Lechel, he did. V'ochel V'lo Hirgish. Okay, he didn't know that that fish had first been in a fleshy plate. Okay, he thought it was not like that. It was a milky plate. Shmuel Chosh, Hirgish Shmuel thought he knew. So that's why Shmuel said to Belezer, it was true. Both parties were true. Shmuel said to Belezer, I offered it to Rav and he ate it. Shmuel didn't realize, yeah, that's because Rav didn't know that it had been on a fleshing of plate. And that's why Rav answered, Shmuel never would have fed it to me. He's right. Shmuel wouldn't have. Why did Shmuel then give it to him? Okay. Why did Shmuel then give it to him? Rav said he would never have given it to him. So the Meshavah comes with an interesting chop. Okay, it's a little maybe far-fetched, but I don't know. He wanted to know, who's the halacha like? Because we have a principle, the Gemara earlier in Chul and Zayman Alpha, printed 37. So that's where they have the famous story of the donkey of Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer. Well, that story, the donkey of Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer, even a donkey of Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer wouldn't eat produce, you know, that didn't have tumas ma'aser taken from it. The Gemara has an expression, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu watches out for the animals of the tzaddikim, certainly the tzaddik himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, never tripped them up with machalas asuras. So Shmuel came with the phone, who's right in this machalkas, me or Rav? So he says, if I give it to Rav and he eats it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never have tripped him up. He wouldn't even trip up the donkey. Okay, certainly the tzaddik himself like Rav. So if Rav eats it, that shows halachas like me. You hear that? That's what he says. Misharot Saladas, third line of 536. Vizei maskimim in Hashamayim lenya halacha. Okay, who's halacha like? Okay. So therefore, Shmuel then felt once Rav ate it, that means Allah is like me. That's why it was okay for him, okay, to give it to Belezer to say, well, Rav ate it. I, Rav, didn't know. Those are the Metzias Rav didn't know. But still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have protected him from violating Israel if that was Tafel HaTafel Allah. Okay, a very creative solution to the problem. But what comes out from that approach is that it is mutter if you're sure of the halacha. You're, like we said before, in the case of Rav Nachman, Rav Bar Shavah, if you're sure of the halacha, and you think the other guy is just making a mistake, then perhaps there's no problem with the either. And the truth is, again, you look in the Mishnah 80, it's Paragdal Mishnah Ches, that's where they have the story of Bisham Basilo, and to the arguments, and it says that they still allowed each other to marry, we said before. So on that mission at the Pharisee Yisrael, He explains, first of all, in the Yochan, in Omos Nundalad, 39, he says they were not choshish that maybe this was a woman from one of the argument cases, but because they would have told him. But then he writes in the Boaz, right, the Perek Dalet Mishechez, Os Beis, 40, he says, sounds like, Mashmah Tzorach Hamatil Ahudil Oser. Okay, sounds from here, this is what the Yerucham was saying before, that maybe you should have to tell him. Not like the Ribbis case, but from these cases too, because they would have to tell him. They shouldn't trip him up. You have to let him know, even though you hold that it's mutter. Okay? And apparently there's a problem with Lilof Neiver, even if you see somebody doing something, you hold his ulcer, you hold his mutter, and it's ulcer, it is a problem. Okay? And as far as the case with Shmuel, okay, Chas Shalom, that Shmuel told a lie, okay, he gave it to Rav, okay, he said when Shmuel told it to Rav, he wanted to see, you know, again, Shmuel maybe didn't know that it was on inflation. He explains the case differently. Okay, that's in terms of that. So Lehalacha, we find different opinions here. The Ravid, in a work called Isser Masho, or the Ravid in Perk Beis, he says, if I hold it, it's mutter, and a cheskes heter, okay, and he wants the machmer, but I'm allowed to give it to him. Why? Because I'm following my Rebbeim. There's no problem with neighbor, okay? On the other hand, if he's allowed to, on the other hand, I shouldn't give it to him because he's entitled to follow his Rebbe, okay? Even though I hold it's mutter, lacherim, look at the end. 41, over Alif Neiver. Now, what I mean, he's allowed to follow if indeed that's the right thing. Indeed, there's a shita like that. Not like we said before, it's completely wrong. It's a mistake, but it's a shita. He's allowed to follow his shita. The Arzarua in Chelik Alisman, Tough Reish Gimel, writes as follows. Adam 42, Adam Shapirish Machalam Machmas Nulo is a Yochal Lismachal Osinova Hatashla Chilenim. If I'm considered something usher, I can eat and rely that my host will not want to trip me up. He holds its mutter, but he knows that I hold its usser, because again, there is a problem of lifneiver. Okay? I don't have to worry that somebody's going to give me something that's usser. But from Jew, he holds its mutter, he knows I hold its usser. Okay? So that's what I'm not sure about. So apparently, there is a problem. I know he's not going to violate lift neighbor, meaning there is a problem with lift neighbor. Then he has a Sophie case. What if Mehanis Tapakti? Okay. I realize the person made a mistake. Shimon holds it as mutter. I hold it as usser. The reverse case. We'll come back. I hold it as usser. And he holds it as mutter. I hold it as make the mistake. And then it's a different question. The Meiri puts a caveat into this. Meiri and Yavomis, Yadam and Aleph, Dimas of Far Beyond in 43, says, is that true by anybody? Everybody's such a big London. Okay, I can go eat by somebody who holds that it's mutter, because he's going to know that I hold that it's usser, and he'll know that it's a violation of lif neiver, and therefore he'll warn me and so on. The Meiri writes, and Beisham Beisil, that's only for somebody who is mudavar zeb and muchzokim bekash the chasidus. The person is known to be righteous and a talmud chacham and so on. Yeah, he'll warn me, but a shar b'nei adam ain roi lismach min astam. I shouldn't rely on it. I'm makbid on this, and I'm going to stop a person's house. I can't rely that he's going to tell me he thinks it's mutter. He doesn't know from any chokhmah. So again, we see that machlokas. So Shulchan Aruch Paskins and some kufiyot tests of Yoredei Sif Zion, the Ramah, right? 44. Misha noeg beis adavar iser. Mikoch shesovish adinu hachi. I hold that this is usher. Okay? Or because it's a machmir, I hold that it's usher. I'm still allowed to eat with somebody else who says that it's mutter. Devadai lo yachilu davar shenoeg beiser. Paskins of Kalalim Rishonim, we can trust a person wouldn't violate Lif Neiver, and that's how the Shach explains in Kotten Chof in 45. Rishonim and Farish Hatam, the Vada Lif Neiver Lo Sitin, Mishal Lo Avri. No one's going to intentionally violate Lif Neiver. Okay, and he writes at the end, Afilu Eno Chochom Boki Bedinim. As long as he knows that the other guy says it's Usser, I don't have to know from Chochom, but I know he holds it's Usser, I can trust him. He's going to let me know, you don't have to be such a big Tom Chochom. And Abiyar Groans of Kotten Chofalim points to our Gemara's and Daf Yudal and Yavomis, and then the case with the fish, and with Rav and Shmuel, and so on. However, the Prichodosh disagrees. The Prichodosh and Archaim is in a tough tzaribab. Hilchos Yontef Tziv Beis has, in Tziv Beis, he has a whole list of Prote Dine Minhage Iser, which divides up into numerous chapters, numerous paragraphs, 23 Chav Gimel of the Prote Dine Minhage Iser, okay? He writes, it seems to me, he quotes that Ra'o in the story with Shmuel, with the fish, and so on, and he says, the guy was doing it because of covered for Rab, but there's no real michshol there because he didn't. This Talmud of Elazar didn't really hold his usher. It was only covered for Rab that he held. That's why in Shmuel in his house said, "Look, this is why I hold his mutter." That's why he was allowed to do it. Okay. Anyway, at the end he writes, "Od nearly about the six lines down, or seven lines down in that paragraph. Sha'af b'isa she'eno nikar. He held, even if the guy doesn't know, not like we said before, he could tell. Even if he can't tell. She'ein ro'i lematir l'hachila osa shalavir al daito. Okay? It's not right, but mikol mokom ein hamatir over mishum lif neighbor. It's not lif neighbor. It's not nice. Okay? It's not nice for the guy who doesn't know. You should tell him. It's not menschlich. It's, you know, not a nice way to behave, but it's not a violation of lif neighbor. So paskins the pichodesh, because he holds it's mutter. Okay? And he says, and that's why Rav, in assessing Shmuel, said, Shmuel was such a righteous person. He never would have done it, right? Never would have done something that's not nice. Okay, that's what it means. He would not do this, even though it's, but what do you mean he wouldn't do it? Why do you have to say that Shmuel is not nice? The Shmuel was Zera, Abba Bar Abba, Chosid, a righteous, a Takadosh. Who cares? They're from Jew, period. No, because says the Prichadosh, because technically it would have been Mutter. It wouldn't have been a violation of neighbor. But someone like Shmuel would never have done it because it's not nice. Okay? So it's not Lifneiver. Like Amidas Chassidus, so to speak. And that's the sheet that the Prichadosh against the Shulchan Aruch. And he said it doesn't matter whether it's Nikar or it's Eino Nikar. And he quotes that even though Shach and others hold that it is a problem, I hold that it's not a problem. And at the end, he admits, that 2 months in a while, Mechur Hadover, right? It's Mechur Hadover, it's not nice. But he says, the other way around, he says, you're better off. He said it's a bigger problem to go with the Talmud Chacham, because Talmud Chacham knows the longest. That really it's not Lif Neiver, so it's only a question of being nice. A Pashut person just thinks it's probably Lif Neiver, so you can trust maybe the Pashut person more. But in any event, that's like the Yesh Omrim in that Ritva back in Sukkah. And Prichodesh says something similar in Yoredes and Samach Beis and Sukkot and Gimel. Okay, you know, we don't have to read everything inside. But the Prichodesh notably says there's no problem with Neiver. The Tshuvas Halachas Ketanas, Chelek Aleph from Kuf Gimel. He, however, disagrees and he says that it's Osir. Okay, and you can trust the person because otherwise there's going to be a problem with Neiver. Certainly, and by Dovar Nikar, it's not a Dovar Nikar, certainly it's Osir. The Binyan Sion, more modern Tshuva, Binyan Sion, Rebecca Ettlinger, Simon Samach Beis, and his Tshuva is Binyan Sion. He raises the question, look at 50, right? Misha Choshev Dabar Lahet, B'yadei Shechaver Cholachav Choshev Iser, our case, you told it's Mutter, he told it's Osir. Yimutol Hacha Dabar, can you give it to him? Kashel Yodah Chaver, V'lo Yargish, he'll never know the difference. You know, this ignorance is bliss. So he said, B'din Zeh Matzosi Deis Chalukos, they're different opinions, but he holds, I hold that it's Osir. Okay? Hilchas Rav Bisuri, we hold like Rav. Ain lahati lahachil lachaver mashal soladaito. I feel a nearby ainai, bene anos and lahetar gomer. So he also says machmir. Okay, and you have to be careful about it. It's interesting that Ksav Sofer brings up the other direction. You know, the other he at the beginning, he hold. Ksav Sofer in Chelek Aridis in Ayin Zion 51, he has the other way. Al Dover, Mishanoeg Isser Bedover. I'm the giver, I hold it's Osir. I know that you hold chaverim and amatirin. I know you hold it's mutter. So can I give it to you knowing that you hold its mutter, or I hold its osir, so it's lif neiver? That's the reverse case. That's what Ksav Sofer brings up. Okay? So that's an isser. But he, in approaching the question, before he gets to that, he discusses our direction. Come back to his other point in a second. He says, the other direction where the, I know that he holds its osir, I can't give it. You know why, says the Ksav Sofer? Because it's no worse than giving a bad advice. That also is lif neiver. Let's remember we said at the beginning of the shir. Okay, one of the examples of the Na'iver, and Rashi quotes in Chumash, and it's in the Medrash Halacha, and it's in the Gemara and so on. You give somebody bad advice, forget about Halacha, bad medical advice, bad business advice, or whatever, bad legal advice. So that's also Lif Na'iver. So says the Ksav Sofer, right? He says that's no worse than giving bad advice. That's why you can't do it. But now on the next page, Nachzilim, let's come back to my original question. What about in the other direction where I hold that it's Osir and you hold that it's Mutter? He says there, he says no, because Achriz Bonanti, Mat Reisi Kiyesh Chilak Bechil, it's a big difference. Okay? It's a big difference. Take, when I hold that it's Mutter and I know you hold it's Osir, so I can't give it to you because no worse than giving you bad advice. But if I hold that it's Osir, I know you hold this Mutter, what's the problem? I can give it to you. Earlier than the Ksav Sofer, the Mabit has a tshuva relevant to this year. Chelek Aleph, Simon Chof Aleph 52. Okay, we had to do with Shemitah. So there were always people who were more careful about Perish Shvias, less careful about Perish Shvias. He was asked about, can you, im yuchul liknos olimchor Perish Shvias, ma'osam she'enam ochlim osam b'kdushas Shvias. Can I sell fruit where I know that the guy who buys the fruit from me is not going to keep the proper Kedusha Shvius according to the way I hold? Okay? But the Mabit says, but if they're relying on except halachic opinion, he wasn't talking about that, the Mechira. Okay? But if they're relying, it didn't exist yet in the days of Mabit. But he holds, if they're relying and they have a Kabbalah and a tradition that this is okay, then it's okay for me to give it to them. Okay? You're not allowed to sell it to someone who's going to not treat it at all with no sheet to the bat to rely on. That's called someone who's choshud on parashu. Is that you can't because he has the mitzvah. But if the person is shadavar lahem heter, shesomchim, two lines at the bottom of 52, al hamorim lahem heter din Torah, some they rely on a different sheet that it's mutter, that's allowed. Okay, so that's what the Mabit says in that direction. Also, it's allowed. The Shara Melech on the Ram of Hilchos Ishus Parak Tes Halachat Zayin 53 says, raise a question. Can a tabuch, a butcher, I hold that this shita, and I don't trust this hashkocha, but I know you do. Can I give it to you? That's the type of a case he's talking about. And he also says, and talks about the people who smoke tobacco, titon, b'ner shalchel, lighting it, the fire, the question whether you can do it or not. And some people hold zmutas, so can I let you do it? And so on. It's the same question. He says, there's no lifna either. The Ksav Sofer, actually, he's he's specific about it. The Ksav Sofer, that same tshuva, chelik adeh, simen ayin zayin, he says 54, but harei lecha kechilik, we have the distinction. And therefore, he says, he concludes in 54, Zos, second paragraph, Zos Torah, so ola hi ola, man de mater oser lo lahach shulaman de oser. Someone who holds its mutter can't give it to someone who holds its oser. But, and then the next line toward the end, man de oser mutter lahach shulafil mishal atzmo, the lekka bezelif lifnei ivner, lo mishum bezelif de obravera, and so on. He says, even though the Shah Melech, one place seems to disagree, but he holds, I stick to my guns, and he points out the Shah Melech himself, Parag Zayin Alocha Hei of Hilchos Chof Hei of Hilchos Sukkah of Hilchos Lulav also seems to say that it's mutter, and that's except so far in a different tshuva. Or Chaim Simon Samach Vov says the Shah Melech seemed to change his mind and so on. Okay, we'll just end off. With the tshuva from the Mincha Shlomo of Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Chelik Aleph Simon Mem Dala, the contemporary issue and the relevant this year. Kenias Peroshvius Mechenvar Mistamech Al Heta Mechira. He relies on Hetem Mechira. I don't rely on Hetem Mechira. So can we buy and sell fruit and so on? Shmita the problem. So Shlomo Zalman also says there's no lif neighbor. He quotes in the Mabit and the other tshuva says Ksav Sofer and these we mentioned. And he writes is the Misha Noeg Iser Beis Adover Misvar the Nafshe of Neshu Oches Beshita Ososim Mutterlo Litem Shlomo Misha Noeg Heter the Aim is Elif Mishum Lif Neiver. Okay, and it's Mutter. And the next paragraph quotes the Ksav Sofer. And he says, certainly when we're dealing with Drabonin to begin with, Shemitah is Manazeh, most assume it's only Drabonin to start with. So basically, just to summarize, that's what Shlomo Zalman says that it's mutter, and there's no problem with these fruits for other people also, because they're relying on legitimate Shita. This comes up sometimes. I go to Eretz Yisrael, and I know that my family, let's say, relies on Hetem Mechira, and I don't, or whatever else. Can I go eat by them? And there's a discussion, what about their Kalim? Because someone talked about that too. What about their Kalim? So the answer is there's no lif neiver in these situations. So bottom line, we'll summarize. If the recipient is noeg heter, okay, based on, if the machshil holds that it's usher, right, the giver holds that it's usher and the recipient holds that it's mutter. So if it's based on proper poskim and so on, there's no issue to give it to him whatsoever. So therefore, for example, an Ashkenazi can give a haircut to a Sardi during the 3 weeks. They're not knowing the 3 weeks. They only knowing in the Shavuot Shachal Bo Tisha B'Av not to take shaves and so on haircuts. So an Ashkenazi can give a haircut to a Sfardi, okay? Or a Sfardi, okay, can give an Ashkenazi fish with milk. Many Sfardim, don't eat fish with milk. They won't eat lox and cream cheese and so on. They don't eat fish together with milk because the Beis Yosef said to them, question the Girsa. But that's the whole. But he can give it to an Ashkenazi. An Ashkenazi holds its mutter based on reliable shittos. Or, this had Pesach, a Sfardi can give an Ashkenazi can give kitnias or sell kitnias to a Sfardi on Pesach in all these cases. But if the guy holds it, it's mutter because the mistake, he doesn't know the din, and I know that he doesn't know the din, then I can't give it to him. So, he holds his mutter. Oh, he holds his mutter to eat cheeseburger. I can't give it to him because he holds his mutter. We know that if it makes a mistake, that's a different story. Okay. And certainly when we saw just his own Shlomo Zalman's when it's a din derabbanan, there's more room to be makel as well. So these are some of the dinim of Lifnei Iver when he, as I put the title, is someone offering something to someone which he finds is permissible. Depends who the he is. we discussed the sheet in both directions with regards to Lifnei Iver. And on that note, I wish everybody a guten Shabbos. Kol Tov.